Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm lost. Where's the line? It just went away. What do I do?
Help!
I'll be stuck here forever.
Do not panic. Do not panic. We are trained professionals. Now stay calm. We are going around the leaf.
Around the leaf? I don't think we can do that.
Oh, nonsense. This is nothing compared to the twig of 93. That's it. That's it. Good. You're doing great. There you go. There you go. Watch my eyes. Don't look away. And here's the line again.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Soil.
Good job, everybody.
I know you'd rather watch the movie tonight.
Okay, I know you'd rather see the movie, but you're probably asking yourself right now, what is Bug Wisdom? It's a brand new series of books that I'm going to be writing, and I came up with the title this week. And some of you are thinking, I hate bugs, so I hope we're not going to talk about bugs. Well, actually, we are. Three of the most important lessons in my entire life, I learned from bugs. Believe it or not, and you're going to learn them as well. At least, if I had my way, by the time we're done the next 3 weeks, I'd like to illustrate by reading to you from Proverbs Chapter 3. Take a lesson from the ant, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and be wise. Even though they have no prince, governor, or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. But you, lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? I want you to learn this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little more folding of your hands to rest, and poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. The reason this is so personal to me is because it describes my life. When I was in the sixth grade, I had to write my first term paper. I hated school, and I hate term papers, and I hate writing. So you were supposed to, now I know you do everything on computers these days, but in those days, you were supposed to footnote everything. You were supposed to put everything on a 3x5 card, all your sources, all the places you got your information. You were supposed to gather in an organized manner and present your term paper to the teacher in this beautiful folder with a title page, a bibliography page, a chapter page, and then write the whole thing. I decided I wasn't going to do it. Like a lot of things in my life, I just didn't do it. The night before, I went and bought a 25-cent folder, green. I wrote a title page, The Life of Abraham Lincoln, and I handed it in. I got an F instead of a zero. That was the only reason I did it. I didn't want a zero in the class, because if I got a zero, then they could keep me back. If I got an F, my other skills of reading and all that kind of stuff would keep me at about a D or a C, and I could get by. That was the way I went through high school. In fact, that was the way I went through life. I do not recall ever bringing a book home in high school. I just didn't do it. I just got by with what I could pick up in class and what I remembered for the test. And basically, I got an A in phys ed and an A in music, and everything else were C's or D's. And I just didn't really care. Then I got out of high school. And the older I got, I began to realize that the biggest obstacle in my life for my success was me. Wasn't anybody else but me. There's just a whole lot of things that I didn't like doing. And I started to realize that if I don't develop some new habits in my life, I'm going to have a really hard life. Now, I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but maybe you can. And I hope over the next 3 weeks, you'll be able to gain some personal insight for your own life. Because when I look out and the people that I deal with, I find that many people are struggling with the very same things. And it was this little bug, an ant, that changed my life. So I'd like to give you some little tidbits of bug wisdom that absolutely, and I'm not lying to you, revolutionized my life, changed it. First is ants are never lazy and they don't procrastinate. Procrastination, That was my biggie. You know, wait till the last minute, and then the last minute it was super stressed. Like I'd pay my bills at the last minute. Like a couple years, I didn't even do my taxes. I waited last year, and I never did them. About 15 years ago, I realized that, and I called the state of Iowa, and I confessed, and I asked them if I could pay my taxes. You know, because I thought, wouldn't it be too cool if a pastor gets drug off to jail? You know, pastor didn't pay taxes. He's in jail. Man, I don't know if you don't realize that, but that's what got Al Capone. So I thought to myself, you know, it's probably not a good idea. It's probably not a good testimony. But my procrastination had gotten to me. Then I became a father, and I began to realize, you know what? I can't just go through life like I used to go through life, because if I do, I'm going to be a miserable failure. See, I'm the kind of person that my own laziness was my own worst enemy. I always put things off so I had time to relax, watch TV, hang out with friends, do the things that I wanted to do. To be honest with you, for many of the early years of my life, I lived by this simple motto. No one can tell me what to do or when to do it, and if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. I'm only going to do what I want to do, or another way to say it is, I only did what I felt like doing. I mean, that's the honest, I'm not lying to you. It's the honest to God truth. It's how I lived my life. It's how I went through school. It's how I dealt with family. It's how I dealt with relationships. If I felt like saying something, I said something. If I didn't feel like saying something, I didn't say something. If I felt like paying my bills on time, I paid them. If I didn't, I didn't. And I was just always behind the eight ball. The only thing, and this is true, the only thing I did really well was work. Why? Because I got paid. Then you know what I did with my money? I spent it all. Like all of it. With usually within 2 or 3 days. And then I would just hope that my car didn't run out of gas until the next paycheck. And that's just how I lived my life. Then I began to realize that, you know, if I keep going like this, I'd become a new Christian when I was 19 years old. And I began to realize that I think God wants to do some things in my life, but if the things in my life don't change, He's not going to be able to do anything in my life. And my life is not going to move forward in the direction that I want. I'd say one of the verses that God used in my life relates to the ant, but it also relates to laziness, is found in Proverbs chapter 15. It says, a lazy person has trouble all through life. The path of the diligent is easy. Now, there are many of us here tonight, and to be really honest, I hope you be honest as I'm trying to be honest with you. The major problem in your life is not your circumstances. It isn't the people in your life, and it isn't your past. It's you right now. It's how you do or do not live your life. And for me, that was the big obstacle. It was me conquering me. Me was always getting in the way. My laziness, my procrastination. And so I developed this thing called bug wisdom. And I began to realize that there was little everyday things, and I'd see ants all the time. And every time I saw an ant, tonight you're going to get a little card. I had to make a little card, a little ant for you to carry around in your pocket. On the back it says, work hard like an ant, and you will succeed. If you don't, you know what happens? I know this sounds trite. Life will squash you like a bug. In other words, there are many of us here tonight that our life is just stressed all the time. And you think, and I used to think this, it's because, gee whiz, God's an idiot. I mean, there should be 38 hours in a day, and God, the dweeb, put 24 in the day. And anybody in the right mind knows that if I just had a little more time, I could get done what I need to get done. I can't help that there are not enough hours in the day. I want to tell you a little secret. If you'll take what you hear tonight, if you take it and you do something with it, it'll change your life. Second thing I learned from the ant was ants work hard at the right time. They work smart, but they're not workaholics. They know what needs to be done, and they do it. Ants develop habits and routines that make them successful. I was not like that at all. I mean, here's a little insect smarter than me. You'd be amazed how many, there's 21,000 web pages on Yahoo for ants. 21,000. I went to 18,000 of them. No, I didn't. I went to four. And I found out an awful lot of interesting things about this little bug that you'll see roaming around your house this summer, sometime. You're going to see the ants come out. And they're just marching along, and they're just looking. And they go around this obstacle, and they go around the big rock. What are they? They're looking for food, and they're gathering food, and they're gathering food. Why? Because they hibernate all winter. They live down underneath. You know they actually farm? They actually milk these little things underneath the ground, and then they tend to their young, and then they make these little colonies. It's unbelievable. Did you know that the body mass of ants in the world is greater than the body mass of humans? If you put all the humans together, there are more ants in mass than there are human beings. And ants just amaze me. And I thought, you know, Lord, I think there's something you want to teach me about life. But here's what's interesting. Ants aren't workaholics. Sometimes we think, well, you know what God wants me to do? Oh, yeah, this work stuff. Just work all the time, 24/7. That's what I'm being if I'm really not lazy. No, ants work hard at the right time. They develop routines. I'll tell you, this may sound foolish to you. Again, I wasn't always like this. But my life is so different today than it was a long time ago. In fact, I'll be really honest with you. Other than some of the people trials in my life is really easy. Now, I mean that. I've raised four children. I still got one at home, one on the way out, two gone. I work at two or three churches. I travel and do conferences. I work in a region here. And I'll be really honest with you. My life is basically really easy, very manageable. Do you know why? Because I copied the ant. I mean this honestly. I copied the ant. I just developed routines. 7 days a week, my day starts the same way. I start it the same way 7 days a week, whether I'm traveling to Honduras or Costa Rica or Denver or Maryland or wherever I am in the country, the same way. I keep rubber plastic gloves out in my garage and an oil pan and empty laundry containers. I can change my oil at home on my back without getting dirty faster than Jiffy Lube can change my oil, so I quit going. I have everything in its place. I know exactly. And if you went to my house, you wouldn't go, oh, gee, this guy's anal. You know, like everything's marked and everything's numbered. It's not like that. It's just that I decided I'm tired of living under the pile. I want to be on the top of the pile. I don't want the pile on top of me. So I decide I'm going to make some changes in my life. When I come home, when I travel, for example, I get home from Honduras, I get home 1 in the morning. You know what I do? First thing I do, after I get, if the family's up waiting for me, occasionally they are, I kiss them all, I sit down, listen to them say hi, tell me about their week, and then before I go to bed, I go downstairs, take out all the clothes out of my suitcase, put them immediately all in the wash, and wash them all. Then the next morning, when I get up, 5:30, I put them in the dryer. Then the dryer, I'm ready to go. The next morning, I look at my bag, I go, okay, do I need more shampoo in the bag for the next trip? Because I'm not going to go out with my pants down. I end up somewhere, I don't have shaving cream, I don't have whatever, I just do it immediately. So on my mind, it's done. Out of mind. Don't have to worry about it again. It's done. Every year when I do my taxes, I have one file in my file cabinet. And it says 2003 tax, important tax receipts. I put all medical bills in there immediately when they come. Kathy hands me a wad of them, I just take them, put them in. I pay them for my license tabs, put them in. The house interest bill comes, put it in. Everything. At the end of the year, it's right there. I put an envelope, mail it to the guy. I am done in 15 minutes with my taxes. Why? Because I hate taxes. I don't want to sit around doing taxes. I don't want to sit around with my life figuring out, did the oil get changed? Do I have the parts I need? Today, I just picked up four filters, two of each kind. So whenever I need to, I was made a Walmart run this morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. I hate lines. I go when there's no lines. I don't wait in lines. I don't dig around. I don't mess around. Do you know why? Because I like people. I like my family. I like to play the guitar. I like to think. I got a lot of other things in life I want to do besides dink around with the everyday things that stress us out. So I just de-stress my life. I just decided, you know what, Mark? Get a hold of yourself. Change your life. Organize yourself. And I mean this. I'm telling you this honestly. My life's really easy. Other than, like I said, the trials that come into my life, most of which I have no control over. My heart can hurt. They can be painful. So can yours. But very few trials come into my life of the nature of, oh, wow, the lawnmower doesn't work. You know how the grass gets its long? You know why? Because last year, about that, you know, we didn't have snow very long. So I went out and mowed Micah, my son. He mowed the leaves. Finally, I dumped half the gas into my oil container, my oil holder. And then I ran it till it dried. I ran it till it dried first. Then I dumped the oil out. Then I put new oil in, put it away. Had it all done in 15 minutes. Yesterday I went and got a new filter, two new spark plugs, put them in, bing, new gas, boom, started. Just like that, Micah's got the lawn mowed. I'm not messing around with a stupid. Have you ever pulled a lawnmower? Have you ever pulled the rope, guys, 100 times? I have done that before. You're pulling. I've done it so many times, I'm so angry that I put the lawnmower up and slammed it in the pavement. Didn't work very well after that either. So I decided, you know, it's probably not the best way to stay on top of my lawnmower. Now, you may think, oh, Mark, this is so dumb. It's so anal. The Bible teaches us this, see. Life does not have to be a burden. If I were to ask you this question, how many would like an easy life? You don't have to raise your hand. Every person would raise their hand. It's like, man, I want an easy life. I want my life to be easy. I don't want to go through life hard all the time, like I'm beating my head against a wall. Doesn't have to be. You stare at this little picture, little ant. You remember little ant? It's not complicated. He just keeps going to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. I'm never under the pile with my bills. Just go to the next thing. I sit down at one time, I write out all 10 of them. Boom, done, off, they're sent. They're gone. Now, some of you have automatic withdrawal. There's all kinds of ways to get on top of your life. Ants don't have to be told what to do. They're self-motivated. They govern themselves. It's a beautiful thing when you start to recognize, wait a minute, I don't want to wait around for people to be telling me what to do or to figure out what to do next. I want to think ahead. And that's the last thing. Ants always prepare for the future. They see what inevitable is coming ahead of them. I'd like you to do something this week. I would like you to sit down and honestly ask yourself, how many things in my life could change? And how much more peaceful could my life be? And how much more enjoyable if I was like an ant? Do you work smart? Do you have routines that you go through every day in your life? Do you prepare? Do you think for the future? Do you put a little money aside? I never used to put any money aside. I admit that to you. For years, I just spent it all, or there just wasn't any. Now I try every month to set aside 1/5 of my income and live below that. Live below that. For years and years and years, my goal is to be having hardly any debt. So the only debt I have is my house. No debts. I live on my own terms. I'm going to keep putting money away, and I'm not going to get caught with my pants down because it's so stressful to be in that kind of situation. So even if I don't get to drive the nicest car around, it's paid for, and it's in good running order, and I never put anything off that needs to be done with it. If all of a sudden it runs a little rough, I have a friend, I take it to his house, he drives it into the shop that he manages, and he checks it out, then calls me, tells me what it is, and I have money set aside to pay for it. I cannot tell you how much less stressful the last 10 years of my life have been than the previous 15. These simple little principles can absolutely change your life. They can change. I'm going to have the ushers come forward. They got a basket tonight, and they're going to pass out the offering basket? Well, they're going to pass it out to you tonight, and you can reach in and take something, okay? And there's a little picture in here of this little ant. In the back of it says, work like an ant, and you will succeed. In the next 3 weeks, you're going to get two more little bug wisdom cards, and you can collect them all. And someday, they'll be worth a lot of money, okay? This is an artistic rendition. I told our artist that, look, I got to have something that the girls won't freak out at and that the guys will admit that they got in their pocket. So it has to be a combination of beauty and bugness at the same time. So you can look at it afterwards. Next week, we're going to get into another little tidbit of bug wisdom, all right? But I'd like you to think this week, take some time. I showed you that dopey little video at the beginning, which actually you may not have seen because you may think only people, little children, see it. But it was actually creative artists and adults that made that. When that movie came out, A Bug's Life, it was on the cutting edge of what has ever been done in animation. That's one of the reasons I like it. But it just demonstrates those little ants. They're always going, they're collecting their food, and they're ready for the winter. If you want an easy life, and I mean this, God means this. You know, sometimes we think, I want to close with this thought. We think to ourselves, you know what? God wants everybody's life to be hard. Nothing could be further from the truth. God doesn't want your life to be hard. Now, God may allow difficult things to come into our life, but He doesn't want your life to be hard as we develop some of these bug characteristics in our life. It's amazing. It's amazing how much time you will find you have. And I mean this. I have time in my life for everything I need to do. Even though I pastor here, I pastor at the Urban Refuge, I help the guys at Evergreen, I help the guys in Eau Claire, I'm on the board of the Great Commission Latin America in Honduras, and I travel there. Last weekend at a Campus Crusade conference, I have a family, I have a wife, I have personal responsibilities, I've got more things to work for. You know what? It's just like I don't have to live under the pile because this little insect, this little bug has taught me things, and I'm still learning. I'm still always trying to refine just how much I can actually get done, whether it's phone counseling or going to meet someone or whatever it is I might be doing. I try to remember that little ant, and I try to remember those lessons, and I just trust that you'll find some benefit thinking about this little bug called an ant. Let's pray. And then we're going to have one more song. Lord, we thank you tonight for the valuable lessons that you teach us, for the fact that you care about every single person. There's not a person here this evening, Lord, that you don't care about. You want their life to be smooth. You want their life to be enjoyable. You want them to have time to smell the roses, to kick back, to relax. But when, Lord, we make relaxing all we ever do, playing all we ever do, and we're always under the pile, and nothing real meaningful ever comes from our life. I just thank you, Lord, for your incredible creation. To me, the creation is the most remarkable thing anywhere. Whether it's the tree, whether it's the birds you made, whether it's the animal species, whether it's the multitudes of insects in the world, whether it's the mountains or the oceans, I'm amazed, Lord, at your order, at your creativity. And I just ask you, Father, that you'd help us in our life to take truth, grab hold of it, and learn from it. In Jesus' name.